This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Treasury Department is moving to cut off North Korea's remaining access to the global banking system, determining the country is primarily a money launderer. Looking at lower income students in higher education receiving Pell Grants, Third Way found that only 55% who attended private nonprofit colleges graduate within 6 years, and in public colleges that rate is only 46%. Only 3% of home jumbo mortgages now preferred by big banks went to Hispanics, and only 1.3% went to African Americans. House Speaker Paul Ryan, after a delay, has now indicated he will endorse and vote for Donald Trump. Michigan's Republican governor refuses to endorse Trump. Autopsy results indicate that Prince died of an overdose of fentanyl, a powerful opioid that is 50 times more potent than heroin. Hawaii was the most expensive state for finding affordable housing, where renters needed an hourly wage of $34.22 for a two-bedroom apartment, followed by D.C. at $31.21. San Francisco is the most expensive metro area at $44.02 per hour, followed by Oakland across the bay at $40.44 an hour. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced a near total ban on the commercial trade of African elephant ivory. T. Rowe Price Group, one of America's largest mutual fund companies, is moving to reimburse its investors for a mistake it made on the Dell computer buyout in 2013. It had opposed the buyout, and its investors had approved that opposition, but through an administrative error, the company voted for the buyout, leaving it out of the judge's decision that Dell underpaid by $6 billion, and investors were owed a refund. Whoops. Exelion says it is shutting down two nuclear plants in Illinois because they're losing money and the legislature would not bail them out. Louisiana has begun enrollment on Medicaid expansion and saw its legislature raise the age to be considered an adult for criminal offenses. 260 million people, about 20% of the Chinese population, live somewhere other than their birthplace. Now in a shift, as many retire, they're not going home but migrating south to warmer parts of China, just like American snowbirds. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.